You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
A lot of drama at Ball Arena last night.
What went on?
Well, the Avalanche won their 14th straight home game.
That's great. That's huge.
They beat the Minnesota Wild. It was in a shootout, don't you know?
Exciting. Oh, those are always fun to watch.
Shootout.
Yeah.
There was a hotly debated goal given to the Avs by video replay, although it may have been a gift. It's fine. And our goalie got knocked out of the game when a Minnesota player ran into him.
Ooh.
That didn't go over well. The players dropped their gloves and proceeded to fight out on the ice.
All right.
Boom, boom, boom.
A shootout and a fight? Man.
And a fight.
It's a good night for ticket holders.
Tomorrow night, the Avs are in Anaheim to play the... The Ducks, the Nuggets tomorrow night will host the LA Clippers, so the workers at Ball Arena get a day of rest today.
All right.
And the final wild card weekend game in the NFL playoffs last night had the Rams humiliating the Cardinals. So this coming weekend's next round is officially set, and the Broncos are still not in it.
Dope.
Feel like you waste time during the day? Feel like there's time that just like slips through your fingers?
Not lately, but yeah, I have in the past, sure.
They went out and did a poll, and they started asking people how much of their time is actually spent in time-wasted things. Now, granted, some of the things that people listed are not of their choosing, like stuck in traffic or waiting on hold, that kind of thing. But when you mix it all together, including the stuff that you intentionally waste time doing, it works out to almost 2 hours a day.
That's a lot.
And when you extrapolate that,
it's
the equivalent of 624 hours a year. That's 26 full days a year we just waste.
Yeah. Well, you need a little downtime, right?
It depends on what that downtime is.
Right, because flipping through your phone, I'm guessing.
Right, but if you're sitting on the couch with your feet up and you're scrolling through your phone, that's downtime.
Yeah.
If you're in traffic or you're waiting, like on hold or at a doctor's office,
that's
a different
downtime.
Quality of time. The time feels, it tastes different.
Yeah.
I think about this, It all comes down to whether we are choosing to waste time or somebody else is wasting our time.
I find myself always putting something on when I'm in the car, when I'm driving places, when I get, you know, driving to work, leaving work. Mm-hmm. I want to be learning something or listening to something.
Like a podcast?
I've got to be learning when I have this said downtime.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's just like it's perfect. It's prime time to learn something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Put that on. I feel guilty listening to music anymore. Is that weird? I know we work at a
music-driven radio station. We will now move on.
Well, let's move on.
Let's move on. I will tell you that I mostly do podcasts when I'm out on my walks and stuff like that, or a lot of times on in the car. But I downloaded an audiobook. You're going to laugh. I was looking for something. I thought, why don't I try a classic that everyone says is one of the great American novels? I've never read it. So the audiobook I downloaded, which, by the way, turns out to be 48 hours long.
Ooh.
Is Gone with the Wind.
Ew. Yuck.
The great, you know, classic set during the American Civil War.
Sure, it's a classic.
Scarlett
truly a classic.
O'Hara and stuff.
Eh, ain't got time.
I'm one
that.
Hour of the 48 hours in.
Ain't got time for that. I'm watching Yellowstone.
Do you watch it in bed?
No, I don't.
There are two types of people, they say. Those who like to fall asleep with the TV on and those who can't stand it. I'm in camp B. I don't like a TV in the bedroom.
I have to have it completely silent to go to sleep. It's weird. I can't have a fan on, no TV.
Yeah.
It's got to be silent.
That's funny. I used to run because I've got this big box fan and I put it on because like the white noise, but I've been shutting it off lately. Anyway, doctors went out and did this study. They wanted to find out about people who sleep with the TV on. And we have plenty of our listeners who are like that. They're right now saying, yeah, I got to have the TV on. Doctors did brain scans on folks, and they found that it triggers something that they refer to as micro-arousals.
Been there.
Yeah, buddy. That's all you get are micro-arousals.
That's all I get.
That's when you almost wake up. You're not fully awake, but the sound of like people talking and stuff like that causes your brain to bring you really close to the surface of your sleep. And so you end up the next day very groggy. As they say, it is wrecking your quality of sleep. So I know some of you don't want to hear that because you love having those TVs on. I don't get it, but you do you, as they say. What else is trending?
Here's your crap on celebrities. Yeah, we're still talking about Betty White. One of the last photos of Betty White was posted on Facebook yesterday, which would have been her 100th birthday. It was from her personal assistant, who is now probably looking for a job. The photo was taken on December 20th, so 11 days before she passed. And I guess she actually had filmed a segment for that big Betty White A Celebration show that is going to be airing, and did some more pictures. And this final picture, like, she looks good. She's all dolled up. She's got a big smile. She's got her makeup on, sparkly earrings, and a nice little blouse on.
Well, that's how people want to remember
and
her.
And that's like good. Who she was. It's the perfect picture of her. So that's on our Facebook if you want to take a look at that this morning.
Can I say something that's going to make me the most hated man in America?
Oh, yeah.
I liked her too. Can we move on?
Story two, Denver Metro animal shelters are seeing a boost in donations from the Betty White Challenge. At least two are crediting the challenge that was trending on Twitter.
Boy, if people are finding dogs on Tinder.
That's fantastic. Foothills Animal Shelter says it sees up to about $500 in donations on a normal day. Because of the Betty White bump, they received 16,300 donations from 528 donors. And the Dumb Friends League received almost $22,000 from donors, and another just shy of $1,700 came through snail mail. All thanks to the Betty White Challenge.
That's fantastic.
I'm very happy. Boy, Dom is sick of hearing about Betty White.
My God, can we go on social media without seeing her?
No, you can't. It's still fresh for a lot of people. Don't be mean.
It's been weeks.
Don't be mean.
All right. I said I would be the most hated man in the world.
Speaking of social, this is kind of funny. Kris Jenner committed a huge social media blunder over the weekend. I guess she posted a bunch of pictures celebrating the fourth birthday of her granddaughter, Chicago West. And some people noticed that she posted some pictures that were not filtered and not photoshopped. And everyone was like, oh my gosh, gasp. And when she realized it, she took them down. Talk about high maintenance, man. My God. New dating term out there this morning called hardballing. It's when you approach dating in a no-nonsense way.
It's just being honest, right?
You're straight up being honest.
Yeah.
The idea is to set expectations. There's no confusion. You don't waste time. You just sit down and say, this is what I'm looking for. Can you provide that? If not, I'm moving on.
You know, this might be a bigger discussion on our show at some point.
People are just sick of, nonsense and ghosting.
Because I see, there's the whole thing, like, if you're honest right away, you may not get a second date.
You won't. My buddy Mark was honest for years and years and years. He did this before hardballing was cool. Like, he would sit down on the first date and be like, listen, I don't want to call you every day. I don't need to sit on the phone every day. I can call you like once or twice a week, maybe. And he never
got dates. Hang on to that thing about your buddy. We need to talk more about how he was hardballing when people were softballing.
He's a hardballer, man. For anyone that cares, there's new data out from Google Trends on what Girl Scout cookies people are searching for in each state. Colorado falls into the Thin Mints. That's the one we like. That's the one we're searching. And I will say the Keebler Grasshoppers are much better. It's a higher quality mint cookie. Just saying. Speaking of fatness, here's your Fat America. Reese's is releasing Blossom Top miniature cups for Valentine's Day.
What's a Blossom Top? Just
You're a Blossom Top. So it's a little mini peanut butter cup, and then the top layer is just a light pink colored cream. So it's like a cream on top of the peanut butter cup, and it's pink.
Okay.
So all that's right. Gross, and it's full of artificial colors. I'm not doing that, Reese's.
People like their
You're
frosting,
You're not getting
though.
Me. All right, let's do clickbait. It's cool.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a link to a story and some videos about Walt Disney World and what they do with those massive gingerbread house displays for the holidays once the holidays are over. They basically dismantle them, take them out to a farm, and let bees eat them. Apparently, bees love gingerbread.
I never knew that.
They say it helps with a declining bee population, and it keeps them really well-fed during the winter months when food sources are harder to find. And then it's kind of cool because they take these structures, wash them down, and build another gingerbread house for the next holiday season. So it's really cool what Disney is doing for the bees. So check out the link. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.